Russ, I'm afraid we have to start off with some movie news that didn't necessarily manifest itself in a very positive way at all.
Yeah, the independent movie news that's circulating right now is the annoying, obnoxious trailer that was made for apparently a very bad film, but it was
very
about
anti-Islamic
the
film,
life
know.
Of the head of the Islamic religion, and it was designed to be quite insulting. In the United States, it's a free country. You can do things like that. Not everybody understands that. Beyond the annoying film that was made, there was also, in Libya itself, there was a call by the head of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahri, the day before this attack on the Libyan embassy and the death of our ambassador there, for Americans to be killed as revenge for the killing of Abu Yahya al-Libi, who was the second in command of Al-Qaeda, who was from Libya. So anyway, that may have been more particularly the cause of the death of our diplomats, but the protests are obviously in reaction to this film, and it's unfortunate. We live in a free country, and it's difficult to balance many things. There's a film out at the multiplexes this week called Last Ounce of Courage, which is apparently about how patriotic it is for cities to celebrate Christmas, which again seems to deny this notion that we are a country that consciously separates church and state. And I think that's really hard for a lot of people to understand, that the core American value is that church and state be separated. And
hasn't been in a long time.
And so anyway, it's just interesting when people wrap themselves in religious dynamics in a municipal and a governmental kind of way. Again, we're based, our country is based on the fact that, you know, one's religious practices are one's religious practices, and the government is completely neutral in those dynamics. So anyway.
And we need to remember that not all countries throughout the world live in that manner, and
that is absolutely true. But
they get
it also
to choose how they live too.
It speaks to the virtue of that church, separation of church and state. It creates for a cleaner, I think, a better municipal kind of dynamic. But anyway, people live in various ways around the country, around the world, and it's all part of the big world that we live in.
Well, I certainly don't hope that the violence that was stirred in part, perhaps, by this film trailer will end up in huge box office or a huge part of the marketing plan for this film.
Yeah, it's who knows what will happen. But we can move on to a more significant piece of film news from a historical standpoint that is very exciting to me because it's my favorite director, Stanley Kubrick.
He's an odd one.
He was an odd fellow, but very, very talented. And his first film, which was made in 1953, or at least it was exhibited in 1953, was made for $10,000 reportedly and has essentially been lost.
Can't get a camera for that today.
Well, no, that's not true. You can buy a camera for just a couple $1,000. You can make a film for $500. digitally. $10,000 would have been extremely low at that point in time when equipment and the way that you had to make a film was much, much, much more complicated
right.
than it is now. But anyway, they found a negative of this film in Puerto Rico, and the Library of Congress has been restoring it.
Now, he didn't really like it.
He didn't like it. He said he didn't like it, but he was kind of like that about his early work. So anyway, we'll look forward to seeing this old film of Stanley Kubrick. It's going to be released on DVD and Blu-ray on October 23rd. And the name of the film is Fear and Desire. Again, Fear and Desire by Stanley Kubrick from 1953. It will be an important work for film historians anyway.
And two subject matters which repeatedly happened throughout his film career.
That's right, Fear and Desire. And the Toronto Film Festival is going on even as we speak. It wraps up on Sunday. And it looks like Noam Baumbach's film Francis Ha. He's probably best known for The Squid and the Whale, which starred Jeff Daniels. will be distributed by the Sam Goldwyn Film Company.
I really like that Squid and the Whale movie.
It was really good. Or at least they distributed his Squid and the Whale. We'll see who distributes his film. Francis Ha's Rob Zombie's latest work, The Lord of Salem, looks like it's going to get a distributor. And Billy Bob Thornton's film, Jane Mansfield's Car, looks like it's going to be distributed by Anchor Bay Films. Arthur Newman, which stars Colin Firth and Emily Blunt, has a premiere screening, as well as Terrence Malick's To Wonder and Ariel Roman's The Iceman, and those all look to pick up distribution as well.
You'd seem like that would happen just based on name recognition alone.
Yeah, but people have to see it, you know, to see how deeply they're going to invest in it and see if the filmmakers and the producers will accept it. Neil Jordan's Byzantium and Brian De Palma's Passions also look like they're going to get distribution deals. And Dimension has picked up Aftershock, which is a midnight movie kind of thing. Derek Cian France, his film the Place Beyond the Pines, also a good distribution. And Sarah Polley's new film, Stories We Tell, also will be picked up by Lionsgate and Roadside Attraction. So those are films that will be coming later this year.
You know what I'm looking forward to seeing this week, though?
What are you looking forward to?
Detropia.
Detropia, yeah. Its play opens Friday at the Michigan Theater. And Heidi Ewing, one of the co-directors, who's actually from the Detroit area, is going to be at the screening on Sunday. Now, the film opens on Friday, and it plays Friday and Saturday in the screening room. And on Sunday, it's going to be in the historic theater. And Heidi Ewing will be at the 5 o'clock screening and after the 5 o'clock screening for a Q&A. That's Rosh Hashanah, so a lot of folks aren't going to be able to come. But Heidi Ewing's going to do another Q&A screening on Thursday, September 20th. That will be a Q&A. She's going to have to be back in New York. Her schedule just worked out that was the day she was available to be in Ann Arbor. So we're very happy that we've got these two opportunities to have a live Q&A with Heidi Ewing, again, Sunday after the 5 o'clock screening, and then Thursday after the 7:15 screening. And Detropia is a fascinating piece. I was on the jury at the Traverse City Film Festival that awarded it the special jury prize, and in awarding it, we said Detropia is awarded the special jury prize for applying high aesthetic standards of cinema craft and a service to the socially relevant and insightful subject matter. Detropia is a cinematic howl, like the Allen Ginsberg poem, a beautiful poem-like documentary that tells a troubling tale of the desperate conditions of Michigan's first city. But hope lives in the city, and it's communicated in the beauty of the cinematography, the use of music, and the capturing the grit and creativity of Detroit's people. Detropia reflects the tenacious spirit of this once great city, the city that fostered the automobile industry, served as the arsenal of democracy, created the Motown sound, generated the most important technology and business innovations of the early 20th century, and most importantly, invented and established a viable middle class. Detropia for High Artistic Achievement is the special jury prize winner for the 8th annual Traverse City Film Festival. The jury liked it. I liked it. It's gotten great, great reviews.
Well, not only do we in Southeast Michigan, but the state as a whole, the nation as a whole, as a matter of fact, should have an investment in the well-being of Detroit. It is an engine for the country.
Absolutely, and it plays an important part. Detroit grew very quickly. In 1930, it was the fastest-growing city in the world. And in a sense, I think part of Detroit's problem is it grew too fast. It was a kind of a frontier backward city in the late 19th century, and then boom, all of a sudden it was a world-class city. And I just sometimes things that grow very fast also crash very fast. And anyway,
well, it's looking to find its equilibrium, and certainly could use our help and support.
Absolutely, and Detropia is definitely an interesting meditation on our first city here in Michigan. Arbitrage is a film that has gotten really nice reviews. It's by a first-time director, and his name is Nicholas Jarecki. But the film has a great cast: Susan Sarandon and Richard Gere. So it's about this hedge fund magnate, played by Richard Gere, who behind all the gilded walls of his mansion.
He does not get a high-spirited, cheerful prostitute this time?
No, he does not. Okay. He does not. He gets into trouble, actually. And he desperately is trying to keep his company together as he's trying to sell it. He's got some business problems. And then a personal problem happens. He gets in a car accident with a woman that he shouldn't be hanging around with. And then it's this thriller where all the pieces are tried to kept together. The reviews on it have been very good. There aren't a lot of the reviews, but the reviews are good. Arbitrage opens at the State Theater. We've also got this Japanese silent film from 1932 by the famous Japanese director Ozu. This is going to be on September 14th at 7 o'clock, live musical accompaniment. Ozu did The Tokyo Story as well as Late Spring, Early Summer, really acclaimed filmmaker from the early part of the 20th century. And this is a silent film about kids in a neighborhood. I Was Born But is the name of the film. So go check that out on the 14th, this Friday at 7 o'clock. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is our family film on Sunday the 16th. And opening up at the multiplex, Resident Evil Retribution, Finding Nemo 3D, the Nemo film done in 3D.
I have to say, I really did like Finding Nemo.
Yep, absolutely. Pixar and Disney. And then this Last Ounce of Courage, which we talked about at the beginning, which has gotten just terrible reviews, even from Christian film reviewers. So anyway, lots of stuff to go check out.
Well, thank you very much. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat. You'll only find it on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.